lot of change going on with the government and the administration becoming serious about trying to improve the value we get for the lots of money we spend on IT. And it's like a lot of times in government, it's one of these on the one hand, on the other hand stories. Yeah. So on the one hand, you know, if you look at the IT dashboard on the internet, which has OMB's ratings of the major projects. Actually, let's start with the good news because there's also bad news. But the good news, by number of projects, 60% of those IT projects, major IT projects, are green. By dollar value, about 50% are green. So they're not all in terrible shape, as some media would sometimes lead you to believe. On the other hand, that means that 40 or 50% are yellow, or in a smaller number of cases, red. So on the one hand, it's not by any means quite as bad as some of the voice would have you hear. On the other hand, there's a genuine problem. The administration is serious about it, which they should be. I mean, Jeff Zients, who's the deputy director of management, has more of a background in IT than any executive at his level in a long time, and that's good news. And at the same time, I think it's good news that when OMB came out with this pretty draconian thing, you know, freezing projects, yeah, reviewing whatever, the industry, the tech industry, could have reacted by, you know, taking out their lobbyists and going on the offensive, and this is terrible, and this is awful, and here's why it's wrong. But instead, I think the nice news, particularly in this time in Washington when there's hardly ever any cooperation on anything,
right,
is that the industry actually reacted very constructively and said, yes, we agree there's a problem. Let's figure out how we can all make this better.
And so you and a bunch of folks got together and came up with a number of recommendations. How did you come up with the ideas? There's 33 of them?
33, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the strategy was that a lot of the ideas were already out there and it often had been repeated many times at a big picture level. Our strategy was to move from, if I may be permitted, I apologize in advance for this as a sports analogy, that we sort of knew where the end zone was, but we didn't have a game plan to get there. And so the strategy of this report was to say, let's take these recommendations that at a big picture level have been made time and time again, and try to figure out what are some specific implementation actions. So that was at the strategy level. At the process level, we looked at all these old reports. The staff and people sort of working on this at the working level interviewed about 50 or 60 government folks and consulted with a whole bunch of other people and looked for patterns. And that led us to our action recommendations. But again, the emphasis has been not on sort of coming up with, here is a brand new way that nobody ever thought of before to improve federal IT, but rather, given some stuff's been out there for a long time, like incremental development, improved program management, what are some concrete steps we can take to move closer there?
And let's touch base on the agile incremental development, because as long as I've been covering this stuff,
yep,
it was part of Rain's rules, for goodness sakes, which is...
But it's older than that, Chris. When I first got into this area, like the early 90s,
yeah,
GSA put out a report about stopping grand designs. That's 20 years ago.
So, first off, why doesn't that happen? And talk about some of the recommendations you're making that can actually enable that to happen.
Good question, because that is a good example. I mean, I'm sort of hoping, I'm actually going to post a blog on this maybe later this afternoon if I can come up for air, sort of saying 23rd time a charm.
Yeah, right.
This one's been around for a long time. I think the problem in the past is that the recommendations have been at this very almost grand design level, you know, move to more incremental, you know, more incremental development. But nobody said, what do you have to do it? And if you sort of start peeling the onion, you realize that it requires some very different development capabilities on industry's end, which industry has not stepped up to. It requires different contracting methods, different training for government people to manage an incremental environment, to get the kind of constant user feedback that you need for incremental environment. It requires changes in OMB's 300 process, which is now very oriented towards a 10-year horizon. So what we've suggested is, number one, actually, this is something OMB could do very soon, that they change their 300 process to move in a more incremental direction, but also that the CIO Council, OMB, and the Federal Acquisition Council work together to develop templates for contract language, ideas for how to contract for incremental training materials. CIO Council should be sharing best practices on incremental. Let's try to, again, move from the grand idea, let's move to incremental. And again, that industry needs to sign up. One of the interesting things about this report, I think, Chris, is that the industry itself has signed up in this report to a number of changes that it needs to make, ways that it needs to do a better job. And I think the industry folks realize that, for incremental to happen, industry has to change its capabilities. I do think we have an opportunity here, though, if you take incremental agile as an example, Chris, which is that the generational transfer of power in the government, all the new young kids coming in. The young kids coming in who studied computer science, I'm not talking about just the ones who know IT in general as users, but the kids who've actually studied computer science have all been trained in an incremental environment. On the one hand, if the federal government doesn't move in an incremental direction, these kids are going to have zero desire to be involved in a IT development atmosphere that is anything other than incremental, because that's what they've been trained in. But also, we are gradually going to move over. We're in the process of moving over from a generation of IT professionals who grew up and spent their whole career in a grand design world into a new generation of kids who completely come out of an incremental world, those who study computer sciences.
Yeah, and in a way, that's almost the iPhone apps and all those kinds of things. Those are the basis. Those are incremental
right.
development in and of themselves.
Right, exactly. Actually, another feature of incremental is incremental implies or is likely to bring about a lot more COTS integration as a technique of delivering capacity capability in the increments. So that's yet another change industry needs to make to redirect its own capabilities. And industry, again, they're saying that in this report, redirect industry capabilities in a direction of COTS integration to deliver this incremental capacity rather than everything being so customized.
We've talked some about the challenges to industry, and I think that it was the thing that really almost surprised me was an industry group coming out with as much recommendations for themselves. But on the other side of the ledger, what are some of the recommendations? What does government need to do?
I think probably the biggest thing government needs to do is seriously to raise the standing and status and training and everything of the IT program management function or in government. And by saying IT program management function, I don't necessarily mean program management located in an IT shop. I mean, one thing that I think it's a choice. It's not a one size fits all here, but I think that agencies should be looking at agencies that are very IT, that where the missions are very IT intensive, should look at creating IT program management capacity, that is to say people who know IT, in the program shops. I think more IT program managers should come out of the program shops than do now, because that will help give the IT project more of a business and customer orientation and less of just a technology organization, will serve as a counterweight to some of the forces that lose the forest for the trees, all the forest and the different compliance and, you know, the compliance stuff is necessary, cybersecurity, the this, the that. But a lot of times with all of those forces, you lose track of the mission and business results you're trying to get. I think you'd get that more if the program management is in the program shop. But for starters,
it's a little bit like you check off all the boxes, so you can have all the boxes checked, but the result isn't something that performs.
The result is the boxes have been checked on the compliance.
Right.
You're complying with something that itself doesn't deliver program results.
Yeah.
You have a compliant but not results-oriented
right.
product. And one of the first things the government can do and should do is get a program manager on a major project a full-time program manager should be on board from the beginning, from the time you're doing acquisition strategy. It shouldn't wait till after the contract's awarded. Let's start with that. There are a lot of other things the government should do as well. I mean, redoing, career classifications. Actually, another thing. A lot of the past reports on improving IT have been the addressee has been the IT community. If you care about program management, if you care about some of these things like changing job descriptions and job classifications of the government, the addressee needs to be the deputy secretaries and the deputy director for management, because it's the IT people and the CFO people and the contracting people don't own the programs, nor should they. The deputy secretaries own the programs. The deputy director for management at OMB, Jeff Zients, convenes the president's management council, which is the group of the deputy secretaries. This, we have addressed our recommendations in the first instance to the deputy secretaries and to the top leadership of OMB. This needs to be, this is a problem that can't be solved by the IT chain by itself.
Yeah. And part of this seems to me every Fed up and down the process needs to look and say, oh, hold on, are we doing things the most effective way? And not quote why you can't do something, but figure out why you can do something. That seems to be
right.
Almost the biggest change that needs to happen here.
Yeah. There's another, again, on the generational transition to the new generation of kids coming into the government. I think this is also an opportunity for reinvigorating and reinventing program management, because that is yet another kind of job that's very attractive to young people, to get those management skills, program management skills. I was just actually reading on the plane coming back from Williamsburg an article in an academic organization studies journal on career paths, and it looks at IT, and it says that as people, this is in the private sector, move into middle-level jobs in the IT industry, the skills that the employers look for are less technical skills, IT technicals, and more program management skills. Mm. That's an attractive job for young people. I think we can attract some of them into government if we are serious about program management.